it's Wednesday. I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching the Faith to Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. We ask you today for revelation of your Word. We ask you today for grace and help to receive your Word, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives, and we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we've been doing a series of teachings entitled, You Can Have a Relationship with the Lord. And this week on the broadcast, we're learning how you and I can develop our own personal relationship with the Lord. Now, on today's broadcast and tomorrow's broadcast, I'm going to give you two big things that will help you develop a relationship with the Lord. So make sure that you stay tuned on today's broadcast and tomorrow's broadcast so you don't miss these things, because these things will help you cultivate a relationship with the Lord for yourself. Now let's go back over to John chapter 17 and let's look at there again at verse 3. Jesus said this is eternal life, that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. And so we can see from that verse that a big part of being born again, big part of being a believer, of having eternal life, is knowing the Lord. The word know in that verse means to become acquainted with or to know intimately. And so you're talking about relationship. And so every believer who has eternal life should have a relationship with the Lord. Now, one of the main ways that we get to know the Lord, and one of the main ways that we cultivate and develop our relationship with Him, is by spending time in His Word. And this is the first big thing that will help you develop in your relationship with the Lord, is you must spend time in His Word. You know, one big thing that God does through His Word, through His written Word, is that He is revealing Himself to us. See, when you spend time in this Bible, you're finding out, one of the things you're finding out is who God is. You're gaining knowledge about the God you serve. You're finding out what kind of God He is, what He's for, what He's against, what He likes, what He doesn't like. And so it's vital that if you want to get to know the Lord and develop your relationship with Him, that you spend time in His Word. You know, one reason that God spoke to man was to let man know who He was. In Exodus chapter 34, verse 6, God spoke to Moses and said, "The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, 'The Lord God, merciful, gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth.'" What was God doing in that verse? He was talking to Moses, and He was revealing to Moses who He was. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, He said this, "For I am the Lord, and I change not." What was God doing in that verse? He was revealing to people who He was. And throughout His written Word, that's one of the main things God is doing. He is revealing Himself to us so that we can know Him more, so that we can know Him better. You know, in 1 John 4, 8, it says that God is love. In Psalm 145, verse 9, it says, "The Lord is good to all." Verse 17 said, "The Lord is righteous," or fair, "in all His ways. He is holy," or you could say kind, "in all His works." Well, what happens as we read those verses that God is love and that He's good to all and that He's fair and kind and holy? What's happening? We are getting to know who God is. We are gaining personal knowledge, intimate knowledge of who He is. You know, that's the one thing that me and Amber did when we started dating. You gotta share with each other things about yourself so that the other person can get to know who you are and so that you can get to know them. And so this happens in any relationship. The way that our relationship grows is we get to know each other better. And one of the main ways that God shares himself with us is through his written word. And so as we spend time in his written word, we get to know things like God is love, and that God is fair, and he's kind, and he's good to all. In fact, in Psalm 84, verse 11, it says this, that no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. And so you can see from that verse that God doesn't withhold good things from people. And as we read verses like this, we're getting to know the God that we serve. By spending time in the Word, you will get to know who God is. He shows us who he is, how he thinks, what he likes, how he functions, and how he operates. And he shows us that in his written Word. Now, here's the good part of this. The God of the Bible, the things that we read about God in the Bible, well, God doesn't change. We already read in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, where he said, I'm the Lord, I change not. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, it says that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so whatever I see God to be in this Bible, well, that's exactly who he is today. And if he is the God that is good to all, in the Bible, then he is still the same today. If I see in the Bible that he doesn't withhold good things from them that walk uprightly, he's still the same today. If I see in this word that he is fair and just and kind and righteous and holy, he is still the same today. And so one thing that is just vitally important in developing in your relationship with the Lord is that you stick close to the Word of God. When it comes to getting to know my Father, I must stick close to this book. See, the Scripture tells us in 2 Timothy that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And so God is the one who inspired that this be written for you and me. All Scripture was given by inspiration of God. And so it needs to be real to us that God hand-selected these things that are in this Bible. And he hand-selected these things in the Bible for us to know about him. And so we need to stick close to the Word in wanting to know who God is. If I want to know him more intimately, if I want to know him for myself more personally, I need to understand, well, this Bible is God revealing himself to me, and these are the things that he hand-selected about himself that he wanted me to know. He wanted me to know that he is love. He wanted me to know that he is abundant in mercy. He wanted me to know that he is exceedingly patient. He wanted me to know that he is good to all, and that he doesn't withhold anything good from them that walk uprightly. See, I need to stick close to the written word of God if I want to know who my Father is and develop my relationship with him. And here's the thing. If God is a certain way, then we will see him being that way in his word. You cannot say that God is something that you don't see him being in his word. If God really is a certain way, if he really is for a certain thing, then you'll see that in the Bible. In fact, one example that I'll give you is that a lot of people will tell you that healing is not God's will for everybody, that God doesn't want everybody to be healed, that for some people, it's God's will that they get sick and die of that sickness. Well, if that is true, then we will see God do that in his word. But when you go to the New Testament and you look at the Master, Jesus, who Colossians chapter 1 revealed to us, that he is the visible representation of the invisible God. Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. What you see Jesus do all throughout the Gospels is he healed every person who came to him for healing. that God never turned anybody away. And so if that was true about the Lord, that he only heals some people and others he doesn't heal, and some who come to him for healing, he turns away and doesn't heal. If that was true, then you would see that in the Bible. You would see Jesus do that in his earthly life and ministry, but you don't see him do it because it's not who God is. And so I just said that to you because I want you to understand that if God is a certain way, then you will see him be that way in this written word. Now, here's another thing we need to touch on. Whoever God reveals himself to be in his word is who he is, period. That's it. You see, God is who the word says he is, whether it looks like that's true or not. In fact, I just read you a verse that said, "The Lord is good to all." A lot of people read that verse and go, "Well, that's not true. I see people that God's not good to all the time." And see, what they're doing is they're elevating what they see and their experience above what the Word says. And friend, we must not do that. God is who He says He is in His Word. And He is who the Word says He is, whether it looks like it's true or not. Our experiences, our understanding, what we see, what we don't see, that doesn't speak to who God is or who He isn't. He is who the Word says He is, whether it looks like that's true or not. I read you another verse that said that He doesn't withhold good things from them that walk uprightly. That's in Psalm 84, verse 11, that God does not withhold good things from them that walk uprightly. A lot of people read that verse and say, "Well, that's not true. I know this person, they were upright, they were born again, and God withheld this from them and didn't do this for them." What are they doing? They're elevating their experiences above the Word. They're trying to say they know who God is based on their experience, and they're ignoring the Word. Friend, we can't do that. We have to elevate this Word above our experiences, above our understanding, above what we see, above how we feel. God is who He said He is in His Word. And I know God through His Word. That is how I know who He is. That is how I have intimate knowledge of Him and with Him and for Him, because of what I've seen in His Word. I don't know God just through my experiences. I know God through this Word. Now, let's go over back to, praise the Lord, Exodus chapter 34. And let's look at verse 6 again. Exodus chapter 34. And let's look there at verse 6. It says that the Lord passed before Moses and proclaimed, "The Lord, the Lord God, merciful, gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth." Now, those words are words that are directly out of God's mouth about who He is. And so I'm never going to have an experience and say, "Well, no, God's not merciful because look at this bad thing that happened over here." I'm never going to elevate an experience that I have or something that I see above that verse. Whoever God reveals Himself to be in His Word is who He is. That's it. Period. End of story. Now, if you try to know God apart from His Word, you will be deceived about who He is. You know, a lot of people ignore the Bible and then in their own minds create God a way that they want Him to be or a way that they think He should be. "Well, I think God's this way," or "I think God's that way." And they pay no attention to what the Bible says, and they just come up with who God is or who they think He is on their own. Friend, if you do that, you are positioned to be deceived and duped by the devil. Here's a revelation we all need to get. You don't get to decide who God is. I don't get to decide who God is. God is who he's decided to be, and God is who he says he is. We don't get to create our own God. We don't get to decide who he is and who he's not. No, he is who he is. And the way that I get to know him and develop my relationship with him and get to know him better is by spending time in his written word, because in his written word, he is revealing to me who he is. And if I try to get to know the Lord apart from his word, I am going to start coming up with some foolish and silly ideas about who my Father is. And so, friend, let me encourage you. In cultivating and developing your relationship with the Lord, it is absolutely vital that you stick close to his word, that you spend time in his word. Because one of the main ways you're going to get to know him is through his written word. Any relationship that you have with anybody that you're close with, there was time that you spent together and you shared things about yourself with each other. And every day when you open up this Bible and begin to read in this Bible, that's what's going on. God is sharing things about himself with you. And of course, he's doing it by his Spirit that lives on the inside of you. But he's sharing things about himself with you. And the more that happens, the stronger your relationship's going to get, the better you're going to get to know your Father. It's good news, isn't it? Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, one of the main ways that we get to know the Lord and cultivate our relationship with him is by spending time in his word. Number two, whoever God reveals himself to be in his word is who he is. And we never elevate our experience or what we see above what God says he is in his word. And then number three, if you try to know God apart from his word, you will be deceived about who he is. So it's vital that you and I stick close to the written word when we're endeavoring to get to know who our Father is. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank you today that we can know you and we can know you intimately. And Lord, I just thank you that as we spend time in your word, reading your word, studying your word, I thank you, Lord, that our relationship with you is getting stronger. I thank you that we are getting to know you more and know you better. And Lord, I do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Thursday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this series entitled, You Can Have a Relationship with the Lord. We'll see you then.